The 1950 film Harvey is one of this summer's new home video releases. Critic Owen Gleiberman has an unusual slant on it.
Harvey, in which Jimmy Stewart carries on conversations with an imaginary 6-foot-tall rabbit, remains a goofball classic. Stewart never played another character quite like Elwood P. Dowd, the wealthy eccentric who spends his days wandering through town, stopping into pubs, and offering heartfelt dinner invitations to anyone who speak to him for more than 12 seconds. Elwood is a harmless, lovable flake. Yet the way Stewart plays him, he's a man with the courage of his own dementia. You can tell why this remains one of Stewart's favorite characters. It gave him a chance to parody himself. He plays Elwood with his usual aw shucks friendliness, only now that all-American smile stays plastered in place for a few extra seconds. It's the sort of inexplicably blissed-out look you find on the faces of game show hosts and mass murderers. The weirdest thing about Elwood isn't that he thinks he's friends with a giant rabbit. It's that it never occurs to him Harvey isn't visible to the rest of the world, too.
And now, Aunt Ethel, I'd like you to meet Harvey. Harvey, you've heard me speak of Aunt Ethel Chauvenet. She's one of my oldest and dearest friends. She's the one who... Him? That's right. Well, this is the one. No, she's the one. He says he would have known you anywhere.
Well, Harvey has some of the casual nuttiness of a Preston Sturges comedy. As the movie goes on, there are hints that Harvey may not be a fantasy bunny after all, and that Elwood truly holds the mystical key to life. This is the original Crazy People Are Saner Than the Rest of Us movie. What gives Harvey its slightly subversive edge is that Elwood's madness has a not-so-mystical inspiration. He's an incredible lush who on an average night out consumes enough martinis to knock Nick and Nora Charles to the floor. That's one of the main reasons he likes having Harvey around. He can always order two drinks at a time.
Well, Harvey and I sit in the bars and have a drink or two, play the jukebox. And soon the faces of all the other people, they turn toward mine and they smile. And they're saying, we don't know your name, mister, but you're a very nice fellow. Harvey and I warm ourselves in all these golden moments. We've entered as strangers. Soon we have friends. And they come over and they sit with us. They drink with us. They talk to us. They tell about the big, terrible things they've done and the big, wonderful things they'll do. Their hopes and their regrets, their loves and their hates, all very large. Because nobody ever brings anything small into a bar.
Watching Harvey, you keep waiting for the movie to come down on Elwood's drinking. Only it never does. Elwood's relatives are stuffy Victorian types who want to commit him to a mental institution. In effect, he's the rock and roller of the family. The movie was made exactly 40 years ago, and its harmless view of alcoholism now seems inconceivably quaint. Yet that's part of its genial charm. Can you imagine what would happen if they did a remake of Harvey? It would probably star Wilford Brimley and end with Elwood going into detox. This era of health and therapy has certainly been good for our bodies and souls, but maybe not so much for our movies.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.